This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'd like to welcome our first guest to the studio, Jenny Thomas, confidence and career coach.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Jenny. Good for you to join us here today.
Thanks for having me. Really pleased to be here.
And a happy new year to you.
And to you.
And of course, that's what we're going to talk about, isn't it? Because it's a new year. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you've been putting out on YouTube a whole series of videos called A Time for Change.
Yes, that's right. I've really been wanting to share my burnout story with, anyone who it resonates with, really. I went through a massive change in my life, and I just remember how overwhelming it was and how scary it was and how difficult it was to kind of deal with all those emotions and all those thoughts and, you know, getting a bit stuck, really. So I just thought, it can be a really difficult time of year, in the winter, and it's the new year and we should be feeling all excited and motivated, and actually maybe you're not.
No, but of course it is the time of year when people do think about change.
Yeah.
And I was very interested to see on your videos that you were obviously having a very, very busy life, commuting, a very stressed existence by the sounds of it. And so at what point did you think, I need to make a change?
I was in a very, very busy, stressful treadmill syndrome, really, I think. And I don't think it was one moment. I think it was a build-up of a lot of moments and a build-up of a lot of thoughts. But really, ultimately, I just fundamentally knew I couldn't keep doing what I was doing, and I couldn't keep going at the pace I was going at.
And what sort of job was it that you were doing?
I was in marketing, very corporate background where I'd spent 20 years. So,
My goodness.
It was a long-term career that I'd invested an awful lot into.
And so what happened? When was the moment where you thought, well, I need to make a change?
Yeah, so I think, there was probably quite a quiet voice at the back of my mind for some time, but actually I took some time out. It was when I stopped smoking, actually, in 2014, and I decided to go on a juicing detox retreat holiday because I knew I wouldn't be tempted to fall off the wagon again. So I'd never been anywhere like that before, and really didn't know what to expect. So I was quite excited, but also apprehensive. And really what I wasn't expecting in the slightest was that realisation when I got there. Really, it was the first time that I'd stopped and just taken a breath, probably in 2 years, really, and just thought and allowed the thoughts to come in, which resulted in lots of tears. Beginnings of the anxiety probably started then, but a very stark realisation of, I hate my life, I'm really unhappy, and I need to make a change.
Right. So at that point then, did you think, what can I change? Or did you have to come back and think about it some more? What was your next step after that?
Yeah, so I did very much what many other people do. And I went back home and went back to work and was straight back on that supersonic speed treadmill. And suddenly another 3 or more months had gone by and nothing had changed, apart from I was leading a slightly healthier lifestyle.
Yes, you'd given up the smoking then.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. And I was juicing as well. I actually just booked another holiday. It was just, look at that action of just trying to remove myself from my stressful life.
So you went to the Alps, I think, walking in the Alps.
That's right. Yes, I went to France, went to the French Alps and on a hiking and yoga holiday for a week. And really, again, I stopped, took that time out, took a breath. And, there's nothing like being out in the open air and in the mountains to really allow, to connect again. And I think really it was that time I realised, okay, something has to change. And I am the only person that can make that change. So I'm the one that's going to have to do something.
So what did you do?
So, well, I got back home And, you know, was quite energised and quite determined, actually. Right, what are we going to do? And so I got out my notepad and pen and, you know, I just wrote down loads of different ideas.
Of what you enjoyed in life.
Yeah, just what made me happy, but also what I thought I could be good at. And utilising what strengths and existing skills I'd already got. But I also had that overriding thought at the back of my mind that I knew I was going to be working for myself. I knew that whatever it was I was doing was going to be my own business.
Sure. Would that be your advice to others then in a similar situation, that they should get out a notepad and just write down all the positive things in their lives? Or what would your advice be?
It's certainly a good place to start. You know, if you really don't know what you want to do, where you want to go, or even remotely how to get there, I think it's always just taking that first step that is the most important, even if it seems like a baby step. And perhaps, you know, you don't feel like you're achieving very much. But that's how I started making my massive change.
And so what happened then after you'd written all these things down on the notepad? What was the next?
So I just started looking for what was common amongst all of them, or, you know, what really jumped out and, you know, kind of got me feeling excited and passionate about something again. And that was people. Everything that I was coming up with was about working with people, supporting others and helping them perhaps on their personal development journeys. But I still didn't know what that actually meant. You know, I was desperately trying to look for some label or box to fit it into, which, you know, was not necessarily there. But I did find that commonality and I did see that it was all about people. So I took the next step, which was to then start researching
what you might do.
Yes.
Yes. And then I believe that fate played you an ace card.
Yes, it did.
So what was that?
Absolutely did play me an ace card. So during my research, you know, as we can often find ourselves getting a bit lost on the internet, being led by one thing and then another, just actually on my Facebook feed, an opportunity came up to go and attend a free taster weekend on a coaching course.
Ah.
That was the following weekend. And, you know, I just thought, well, it's free. I've got nothing planned that weekend. What a great first step to go and take. So I did.
And how was it?
Well, honestly, Jackie, it was amazing. Just within 2 hours of being in that full weekend course, I had the absolute realisation of, gosh, this is exactly where I'm meant to be and this is what I want to do. And was actually helping and coaching people within that first day.
Wow, that's fantastic, isn't it? So it was a real light bulb moment.
Yeah, massive. Absolutely massive. And I knew at that point that's what I was going to be.
Right. And at this stage, presumably, you hadn't handed in your notice in the day job.
No, not at all. Not at all. No.
So then what happened? How did you manage to move over then to a coaching career? Did you go and resign the next week, or how did you work it?
Well, that would have been, perhaps been the logical thing to do and the sensible thing to do. But no, I didn't do that at all.
No. Well, then you'd be losing money, wouldn't you? There'd be that financial considerations.
And I had all those limiting beliefs and what I now affectionately call the toxic thoughts of, well, I'm financially trapped, like many others. I've got, you know, mortgage to pay and, you know, a lifestyle to lead. And, you know, without that money, what does my life look like? How am I going to survive? And I truly believed that I couldn't do it. And I also had thoughts of, I'm too old to make a change, as I mentioned earlier. 20 years in marketing, what, now I'm going to do something completely different? Wow, too old for that. And then I also thought, but I'm too young to be a coach, right? Like, I'm, at the time, I was 38, 39. What do I know about life? So look at those two limiting beliefs right there. One saying I was too old, one saying I was too young. Which one was it? So I had to do a lot of work to, and, you know, through the coaching was really helpful with that, actually, but a lot of work to overcome those.
How did you overcome those
limiting beliefs? So that's not a straightforward answer, and it's a lot of work, and actually it's what a lot of my clients come and see me about, and I use various different tools and techniques and skills to help them first of all acknowledge what those limiting beliefs are, because often we can be completely unaware, and then look at different ways of how they might want to work on those.
Right, okay. And of course, this is the time of year when everyone makes the New Year resolutions.
Yeah.
But however, many people don't keep them. For example, the gym memberships that people take out in January, and then they never go to the gym at all. Mm. So do you have any advice on people on how they can keep their New Year resolutions?
Yeah, a couple of things, really. I think it's looking at the reasons why. What's your purpose behind your resolution or your goal or your objective? Because really, that's about your motivation. And if you can identify your motivation, that's what will keep you going on, you know, for example, your New Year's resolution of getting more active or more healthy at 6 o'clock in the morning in the pitch black and it's freezing cold and you don't want to go outside and go for a run or whatever. Look back at the reasons why, because that's really your key. And yeah, be kind to yourself. Don't get the big stick out and beat yourself up with it if you don't do something. Just recognise perhaps why you didn't do something. What can you learn from it? And how can you change? What little small changes can you make to get back on track?
Right, okay. Or don't make New Year resolutions at all, perhaps.
Well, I'm a coach, so I always believe in goals. I think sometimes January can be a tough time to make New Year's resolutions.
Why is that?
Lots of reasons, really. I think I'm a great believer in the impact and the power that weather can have on us. So it's very dark, obviously, in the winter, and it's cold outside. And, you know, we tend not to feel kind of full of the joys of spring in January. So, you know, getting some help and support from somebody like a coach can really help you nail those goals. And actually, I think springtime is a great time to be making New Year's resolutions or, you know, a goal for the year.
So March rather than January,
can
perhaps.
Can be, yeah, yeah. Can be, yeah. Yeah.
And I was interested to see that your videos, you call it the burnout story.
Yeah.
Do you think you really did burn out?
Oh, yes.
Really? So you had you had no energy, you were listless, depressed?
Yeah, I think there are lots of different symptoms to burnout. And actually, my burnout happened a year after I went on that coaching taster.
Oh, really?
Weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, so extreme exhaustion, tiredness, paranoia, anxiety, panic attacks, probably depression as well. Very low self-belief, self-esteem. Yeah, and I can remember saying to my mum, it's laughable now, but I can remember saying to my mum, "Mama, my brain doesn't work anymore." And that came from because I was really struggling to just add up simple sums or write simple sentences. And that is just pure stress and exhaustion.
So you took a sabbatical, did you, to get your energy back? Or how did you cope with it?
Yeah, so I was really supported in my current job at the time. So that was really helpful. They were, you know, a massive support. And I was able to take some time out to rest. And then very shortly after that, an opportunity came up within the business for me to take redundancy. And at the time, I thought, what a fantastic opportunity, actually, because by that time, that voice was loud and clear that I needed to do something different. And of course, I'd already decided that I wanted to be a coach.
So fate actually came along again the second time.
Absolutely. Yes. And I do, you know, talk to a lot of people about how thankful and grateful I am to that burnout.
Yes, it's funny how these things happen. Anyway, we're coming up now to a break. So you told us that you had redundancy, and so presumably you used that opportunity to go and train as a Czech coach.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I just took some time out to rest and recuperate and feel, you know, a lot better about myself. And started my retraining.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
never looked back, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And then I see you've got some workshops coming up at the Wellbeing Space in Farnham between January and March. So what are you going to be teaching there?
Yeah, so I think that's partly taking my own personal experience of, you know, understanding that realisation of, okay, I can't survive as well as I could do in the corporate world anymore, and I need to make a change. I need to get out. I need to get off that treadmill, hamster wheel, whatever you want to call it. So obviously I've got now great empathy with that, so I've designed and put these workshops together to help people to do just that. And obviously using my tried and tested coaching skills.
Okay, and how long are they going to last, each workshop?
So they're an hour and a half, although really your thinking and working time will be an hour. So that half an hour is just to allow a bit of extra one-on-one time if it's necessary, or for questions and that kind of thing.
And how much will it cost?
So they're $28.99 for two of the workshops, and $44.99 for a specific bespoke workshop that I'm doing around managing anxiety.
Right. And what sort of topics are you covering?
They're a working workshop. And the first one is Start Your Path to Happiness. And that's really where I coach people through recognising where they're at in their lives right now, and perhaps their level of satisfaction with that. And then looking at, okay, well, what does satisfaction look like? What does happiness look like? And I use some NLP techniques to help bring that to life, and, you know, just help people and support them through recognizing what their ideal life looks like
and how they can make that change, presumably.
Well, and that's exactly it. The next step then is I coach people through how they're going to be able to get there.
Right. OK. And of course, A Time for Change is the focus and the theme of your series of work of videos on the YouTube channel. So how can people access those?
So, my burnout story can be found on my Facebook page, which is Revitalise Coaching. Also on my YouTube channel, again, Revitalise Coaching, where I upload daily 1 minute long episodes. And of course, I'm on Twitter and Instagram as Revitalise Coach as well.
Oh, very good. Well, I would recommend people to have a look at that, because I looked at the ones this morning. They're very, very good indeed.
Thank you.
Are you planning to do a book as well to accompany it?
Not at the moment, no. I think I'm very much reaching out to, what I'm affectionately calling the burnout crowd, because I remember when I was feeling like that, the last thing I had was time. So I purposefully wanted to create, something digital that was really accessible, would only take a minute out of your day, and was hopefully inspiring and motivating and supportive.
And who takes the video then? Do you do it yourself?
Or? Yeah, that's just me out in the woods on my daily hike with my phone. Yeah.
Really? Is nobody actually taking it?
Nope, it's just me.
Gosh, that's very impressive indeed. Yeah, very good. Well, that's very good indeed. You obviously managed to quit smoking. That was your first thing.
Yeah.
And you don't smoke at all now.
No.
No. Do people come to you about smoking, or what? Who are your typical clients?
So less so on the smoking. I think people certainly identify with me from that perspective. Although, you know, I certainly can offer an NLP technique that looks at changing habits and behaviours. So whether that's smoking or, you know, hand in the cookie jar kind of behaviour. So if you're looking perhaps at a weight loss goal for the new year, and perhaps chocolate or biscuits or cheese are your, your go-tos or your downfalls, then there's a great NLP technique that can help change that thought process and behaviour.
And what are the most common problems that people come to see you about?
Generally, because they're overwhelmed. So they quite often know that they need to make a change, and they've got to that point and hit that brick wall. You know, where, like I was talking about earlier, all those toxic thoughts start coming out and telling them, you know, that inner chatter that we all have telling you, you can't do that, you can't do this, you'll never be able to do this, other people do that. And they're just, or they've got a dream and they really in their hearts believe it and feel it and want to get there, but they're so overwhelmed by it, they just don't know where to start. So yeah,
and presumably you get a lot of business people as well.
Yeah, people who either are looking to perhaps get a better work-life balance in their jobs, also to look at career progression. So it's not always about making a massive life change like I did. You know, some people are, you know, relatively happy actually in their jobs, but perhaps want to progress a bit further or achieve a bit more.
Sure. Okay. So do you have some advice for our listeners on how to make this the best year ever?
Well, certainly come to my workshops. You'll get what you need out of that. Be kind to yourself. It's always my go-to mantra, because I think we are, as individuals, so hard on ourselves, and our inner voice is quite often... we kind of tell ourselves off a lot, I think. And when we're not thinking and feeling very positive, our behaviour tends not to be very positive. And it can lead to quite a negative place. So, yeah, be kind to yourself.
Okay, that's great. Would you like to give us your website details so people can get more information about the workshops and the services you offer?
Yeah, of course. So my website is revitalisecoaching.co.uk, and there is a specific events page on my website where you can book online.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you, Jackie.
That was Jenny Thomas, confidence and career coach.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.